Halftime here in Ironwood, the Bay College ladies taking on Gogebic Community College. Big game here tonight for the girls. And in our player spotlight, the pride of Gladstone High School, Caitlin Hardwick is here. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, you're doing good. I don't think I would be in your situation with two sports at one time. Kind of describe what that's like right now.
It's a little stressful. I've been going to practice. I've been waking up at 4:40 in the morning and then leaving my house and then going to practice. Be ready by 5:45 and then leave, stay at school all day until 7:30 and then get done with practice around 9:30.
So softball practice is at the crack of dawn, right?
Yes, it is.
And you live in Gladstone, so you got to drive in. The roads aren't always the best, right?
Right.
Okay, so what kind of practices are you doing for softball right now? Like, what do you, are you got, is it just like a real practice like you would if it was outside in the summertime?
It's not, it is real practice, but it's hard because I'm an outfielder, so we don't get pop flies as much. But we have a tournament this weekend up in Marquette, and I'll most likely be there on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, that's, okay. And then you practice basketball at night, right?
Right.
Okay, and those practices we know are not easy.
No, they're not. They're getting better, though, because Coach Gregory is pushing us harder, and that's what we need right now going into playoffs.
Okay. So, and then you have to have time for school, too. And so talk about how you've been able to balance all of that. Boy, that's just a long day, and it's every day.
Well, I've been just working hard and making sure I get all my homework done. I did some on the bus on the way up here, and that was about it. Like, I just, I'm always at the school doing homework.
Yeah, well, so I suppose that, okay, we have a game here tonight.
Right.
Then we head to Chicago tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'll be back from Chicago late Saturday night.
Yeah, at like 1 in the morning or something.
And then you're going to the Dome?
Yes, I'm playing softball.
Wow, that's dedication, girl.
I guess, I don't know.
Well, last year, you remember the Florida trip.
Right, that was an experience.
Yeah, it was. But you guys are doing something a little different this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we're flying down. We are leaving March 6th, I believe, and then flying down, and then the boys have to ride the bus.
And guess who else has to ride the bus?
Do you have to ride the bus? That's funny.
Thank you. Well, but you had a great tournament down there. That was a lot of fun for you, wasn't it, to be able to hit the ball the way you did?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do it again this year. I'm just going to go down there and play what I play, you know, just be my best.
And the same here with basketball, right? It's got to be tough doing two sports at the same time, just in that you're doing different things with your body, right?
Yeah. I don't get sore often, but once in a while, it's hard.
So what do you think now? Obviously, with the basketball team here, there's been a lot of things that have happened the last couple of weeks. How are the girls, you know, bouncing back and putting things behind them and getting ready now for the playoffs?
I think that we're using what happened in our advantage. We're going to channel everything and try just putting it in the game.
Yeah, and you know that even though we've had some rough games lately, everything is still right there for your taking, right?
Yeah, we just have to work together.
Yeah, where do you see us needing to get better here, you know, based on what happened the last few games where, you know, things haven't gone well for the Norse?
I think we need just to work on our offense a little bit more. I think our press is working and our defense is working, but our offense, we just need to find the basket, I guess.
Yeah, got to make a few shots, right?
Yeah, we just have to make them.
Okay, what are you studying here at Bay? You mentioned all that homework you're doing.
Elementary education.
Okay, so you haven't switched that?
No, I haven't switched.
And so what's your goal then? What do you want? You want to obviously be a teacher, right?
Right, yeah. I want to teach third or fifth grade or fourth grade, doesn't matter.
And how many years of school do you have to go to for that then?
I think I have 2 more years left.
Okay. All right, and then we'll start putting out flyers for a job for you.
Right, yeah.
Okay, Kit Kat, I'll let you say hi to anybody you think may be listening today.
My mom, my dad, Mark, my grandparents, and everybody else, all our fans at home.
Yeah, all of Gladstone, right?
Right, and everywhere else. Everybody's listening, I bet.
Yeah, and they do support you girls a lot, don't they?
Yeah, our game last week, everybody was there. That was a pretty impressive turnout. I don't think I've ever seen those stands that full.
Well, let's do it again. Hey, we got to win tonight, then we can have a playoff game there for all those people to come see.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, good job, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Okay, Caitlin Hardwick, everybody, here at halftime. More coming up from Gogebic Community College after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.